Joining us today, our guest is Brandon Whitman on once again from Yellowstone Valley Electric Co-op, Todd, their CEO and GM, talking about some energy efficiency and some COVID virus and some of the effects of that. And welcome back, Brandon. Nice to have you on again. Good morning.
Thank you, Nick. Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Last time we had you in, I think it was National Egg Day. It was about a month ago, if I remember right.
Yep, that's right. Yep, that was good. That was good talk.
You bet it was. Brandon, give us a little bit of your background. How did you end up at YVEC?
Well, I'm a lifer. I've been there, I was just thinking about that, 26 years, starting my 27th.
Great.
I started literally right out of college.
That's pretty cool. Now, we're seeing, of course, they stay at home. This is going to be changing in a few days in some ways, and it will as we get through the upcoming weeks and months. Are you seeing more usage right now with businesses closed, or is it a little bit less? Is it more with people staying at home? What are some of the numbers you've seen over the past month?
You know, it's sort of an interesting mix. With people staying home, the residential usage is a little bit higher, not as high as you would expect. And then, of course, the large and small commercial usage is down significantly, I'd say about 7 to 8% at least.
Okay.
A lot of it's weather-driven, though. You know, we are down overall for the year, and that is mostly weather-driven.
Yeah, do you consider it a mild winter?
Absolutely,
yeah.
Our usage compared to last year, we set a record for all-time usage last year
sure.
on our system, and we're off that by a good 7 or 8% this year. And I think it's more specific to weather than anything else. Our system is almost 80% residential services.
Okay.
And so very weather reactive. And obviously the weather is controlling that usage right now.
I see. Well, Brandon, of course, a lot of us are reminded of the simple things right now when we're staying at home with the at homes. Things, just simple things maybe we take for granted, like the refrigerator running or hot water or heat and electricity. It must make you feel good in your crew and your staff, making life a little bit easier and more comfortable for people as they have been hunkered down for the last month or so.
Oh, absolutely. I can't say enough good things about our employees and our crew. They've really never blinked. We're obviously considered an essential service, and they've been coming to work and just going about their business. I think they're happy to have a very typical routine.
Sure.
Know, with the unemployment numbers we're seeing, I think they're happy to have a very good job. And, boy, they've just done a great work for us, no doubt about it.
Brandon Whitman's with CEO and the GM of a Yellowstone Valley Electric Cooperative. Well, coming up here, Brandon, next few days, the governor's directive of phase one is going to kick in. We'll start seeing some people heading back to work from home, and we'll maybe some could be home until mid-May with school not in session. Are you looking at some energy-efficient ways now that we've changed the seasons, coming off a much more milder winter than we had last year? Are there ways that we can be more energy-efficient right now as we look into later spring and summer?
You know, the two biggest users in any home are water heating and then the actual heating and cooling of the home itself.
Okay, sure.
So those two, almost no matter what you do, those use the most energy. You know, to tell someone to change out their windows and their doors, there is a return on that investment, but it's a long-term return. The more immediate savings comes from conserving, you know, maybe setting that that thermostat at a temperature that's reasonable and leaving it there, not turning it up and down throughout the day. And then the water heating, obviously, you know, we're talking about mostly not as much with the cooking, but with baths and showers. And you know, obviously with people staying at home right now, that might be the biggest user in the home. And, you know, just kind of keeping an eye on some of that hot water usage.
All right. Sounds good. About a minute left here. I just wanted to ask you right now with YVEC, what are the payment options for those that belong to the co-op?
You know, we have a pretty good variety there. The most popular currently with the stay-at-home order and the way that businesses have been shut down is our online bill pay. There's several electronic options. You can log onto our website and do a one-time bill pay electronically, or you can set yourself up for what we call e-bill. And so it's just automatically e-bills every month. We have reoccurring payments with credit cards. We have a Dropbox there at the office. And then we also have some budget billing so that you can just have the same amount drawn out of your checking and or savings account on a monthly basis.
All right, Brandon. And before we let you go, have you been seeing some people that have needed assistance? Is there a bit of assistance available for those that might need it?
You know, there is. The last two stimulus packages, the $2.2 trillion and then this most recent one, there's some significant money in there for LEAP, the low Income Energy Assistance Program.
All right.
And I would encourage those folks that are struggling right now, and boy, we really do feel for them. I would encourage those folks to look into that because they have quite a bit of funding, and they've expanded the ability to use that funding.
All right. Well, we'll leave it there. Enjoy the weekend. We'll start getting a little bit back opened up, maybe with our churches and more coming up on Sunday. But thanks again for the update, and enjoy the rest of the spring. I'm sure we'll be talking with you again. All right, Brandon.
Thank you, Nick. I appreciate it.
No problem. Thanks for coming back on again. Brandon Whitman, Yellowstone Valley Electric Co-op CEO and General Manager.